another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today, of course, I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from cold Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, I am so excited that you have decided to join me today from all over the world. And of course, you know, if you are listening to this show, I know that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive empowerment and strategies that will radically change your life. Well, how are you doing? I hope you're having a great day today. Have you had a great week? Are you being intentional with your life at the beginning of the new year? And can you believe that it is almost March? Almost 60 days have passed since the beginning of the new year. And are you experiencing shifts and changes in your life? Well, I know that you are from all of the wonderful emails that you're sending me. Well, it's been a really cold week here in Atlanta. But, you know, the other day I noticed something as I was walking. I was walking in my neighborhood, and I looked to my left, and I saw some very small, beautiful little pink blossoms really just coming out on the dogwood trees. And I said to myself, aha, spring is on its way. That's a little sign. Well, I've had a great week here, been very busy. As you know, I'm working on my ebook about relationships, and I'm such a perfectionist in so many ways because I want to get to you all of the information that you need to really live an abundant life. So I'm working on that, but I've been very balanced this week. I have been doing a lot of coaching and really excited about what's happening in my clients' lives, as well as in your life and as well as in my life. I've had so many miracles happening in my life just this week, and I'm just so grateful. And, you know, I get emails almost every day from my listeners or from my clients sharing with me how their lives are changing. And, you know, that is what this show is all about. It's all about God, and it's all about you finding, discovering, expanding, exploring your purpose and your destiny, and living an abundant life where you can share with others and help to empower them. And every week I'm just so grateful that God has placed me in the position of serving you. Well, I'm going to be teaching today on the power of your imagination and prayer, and I'm really excited about it, been preparing for it all week. And before we go to commercial, I want to tell you about the Wealth Creation Cruise, which you're going to hear about, that's going to be sponsored by the wonderful Law of Attraction Radio Network, which will be held in June. That's June 4th out of Boston. So all of my East Coast listeners, all of my listeners that I hear from all of the time in Washington, D.C., in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Maryland, this is your opportunity. And we're going to be talking about wealth creation. Are you interested in that? And I'm going to be speaking. I'm going to be speaking on how to really begin creating wealth from your spirit. Peter Adams, you remember Peter, don't you? He's been on my show, and he's going to be a guest. And Jaden Sterling. And so both of those guys are really rich and really powerful. And so you do not want to miss this cruise. And you can learn such great information about how to create wealth, develop a wealth consciousness, how to become an entrepreneur, how to purchase, how to learn how to purchase franchises, I got that out, and create joint wealth ventures, and on. This is the cruise to you. So now let me tell you how you're going to have to do this. You're going to have to go to my LOA, my Law of Attraction radio show page, and look at the top. You'll see a banner on my show page that says Wealth Creation Cruise. Click that, or you can go to my personal website to register, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and just click on the Wealth Creation Cruise. And I'm so excited because I'm going to get an opportunity to meet you in person. All right, well, we're going to go to these quick commercials, and I will be right back, and I'm going to be talking to you about the power of your imagination and prayer.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Join us for our Wealth Creation Cruise that will saturate your mind with wealth consciousness for 5 solid days. Just think about it. Staying in the lap of luxury on a beautiful cruise ship, talking and playing with successful philanthropists and entrepreneurs, while attending world-class workshops that will give you great insight into your prosperity and wealth. It's scientific, it's spiritual, and it's all about the Law of Attraction. Join success coach Constance Arnold, the joy strategist Marbeth Dunn, the ancient wisdom of Grandmother Purusha, Feng Shui expert Elliot Tanzer, philanthropist Peter Adams, and wealth and wisdom coach Jaden Sterling, and me, Jules, for an outstanding cruise. So go to lawofattractioncruise.com. That's lawofattractioncruise.com. Let the miracles begin.
Just another ordinary miracle today.
Okay, I'm back, and just a quick reminder about my coaching. Coaching people all over the world. So many people that are taking advantage of my coaching would love to partner with you to begin creating the life of your dreams. You know, the other week when I had on one of my clients, Dr. Barbara Franklin, she sort of got something going on the inside of me. She sort of begun to stir something on the inside of me when she talked about how much she was living from the end of her dream and living from the end of her imagination. And, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer wrote a book entitled Wishes Fulfilled. How many of you have read that? It's a powerful book. It talks about living your life from the end. But Dr. Dyer got his information from a guy called Neville, N-E-V-I-L-L, Goddard, G-O-O-D-A-R-D. And Neville was a great thought leader and teacher. I think he was born in like 1901. But his expertise is really the imagination. And God just started working with me about how important that is. So I'm going to be talking about imagination first and then prayer and the role that those two great components really play in positioning you and getting you ready to really live an abundant life. And let me just say up front, I believe in action. I believe in taking massive action. But I believe that these two components are just two components that you really need to begin to implement in your life. And you know how I am, don't you? I am going to take my little sweet time to just talk to you about your imagination and how to use your imagination. You know, it's really all about God. God is the one who gave us all of these spiritual laws. And it's so interesting because you can be really smart, you can be really educated, but if you are ignorant to spiritual laws, it's not God. And it's not God trying to keep something from you, but it's merely the fact that you have to really walk in and utilize the spiritual laws. So how can you begin to use your imagination to achieve your perfect desires or your dream? Did you realize that you can use your imagination to change your life? Isn't that wonderful? So that means that we don't have to be hopeless. And think about that. You always think in pictures. You've heard it said that a picture is worth a thousand words, and that's nothing but the truth. So, you know, so many people are just not aware of the power of their imagination and how the outward circumstances and all of the facts and all of the negative things that they see in their life really is a direct correlation between what they are seeing on the outside is a direct correlation between what they are imagining in their mind. So my goal today is to really help you discover and realize the great power of your imagination that's on the inside of you. How many of you all would be interested in that? And then how you can begin to manifest the miraculous in your life. Aren't you tired of the same results every day? Aren't you ready for miracles to happen in your life? Let me see your hands. Well, we're going to be talking about how to use your imagination to begin to use your dreams. I believe that when you, to manifest your dreams, by the way, I know when you begin to use your imagination, it creates miracles in your life. And everything, my whole life, everything that I've ever received, it really started in my imagination. I'm in my office recording the show, and I'm looking up on my wall, and I'm looking at my calendar. And you've heard me say this before, but 20 years ago, I didn't have any clients, but I got me a big old calendar, and I put in different names. And as I look on my wall today, my calendar is completely full. I have almost no room for any other names. And I believe that that really happened to me as a result of what I had imagined in my mind. So, you know, the Bible states that whatever a person imagines will not be withheld from them. That's a powerful statement for God to say. Whatever they have imagined will not be withheld from them. So why would God make such a powerful statement? I think it shows the power of our imagination and how awesome it is. I think God wanted us to realize the great power that's on the inside of you. Stop looking on the outside of you. You know, I always say it's an inside job. So today I'm going to bring you some practical steps that you can begin to implement in your life. I'm going to tell you how to simply start imagining those dreams, those desires that you have for 2013. You know, I always say that imagination creates reality, and if this promise is true, then imagination fulfills itself in your life. Think about that. Your imagination will fulfill itself. That means if your imagination is full of wealth and abundance, what's going to happen? Your imagination will fulfill itself. If your imagination or your thinking is filled with negativity, lack, oh, the government is going to shut down, your imagination fulfills itself in your life. And so whatever you have been imagining has fulfilled itself in your life. And so whatever you persistently hold in your mind will eventually manifest on the outside. So remember, the scripture says, whatsoever you desire, believe you have received it, and you will have it. So the part that I'm going to be dealing with today is believing you have received it. And I think that I know that the imagination is one way that you can what believe you can receive it. I know in my own personal life, that part was difficult for me. I knew what I desired, but believing I received it before I had it, and then I would have it. So that in the past had always been a struggle for me. So how can you believe you receive it, you might be saying, Constance, when your outer circumstances are just the exact opposite of what you desire? You might right now be desiring to be wealthy, and you might have an electric bill due. You might be desiring to get married, and maybe you haven't been on a date in years. And so your imagination can begin to help you believe that you receive that right now. Can anybody relate to that? Okay, so let's start with how the imagination will help us to begin to live our lives from the end. What do I mean by that? I'm talking about the power of assumption. And I taught that, I think, last year, but I'm just going to just talk about the role that the imagination plays in that. The power of assumption means that you believe you have it now. You believe that you have it before you see it. You believe it and you live your life from that assumed position or from that assumed place. And so you must learn how to make your future dream a present now. God is in the now. Faith is in the now. And so I'm going to be sharing some specifics later, but you do this by assuming the feelings of the wish that you fulfill or the desire that you fulfill. And if this assumption is persisted until it becomes your dominant feeling, your main feeling, the attainment of your idea or your concept or your dream is what inevitable. And so that's what Dr. Wayne Dyer was talking about, you know, living your life from the end. So simply stated, you alone accept the task of incarnating this new and greater idea that you have in your mind. So you must really be the thing and not merely talk about it or look at it. So you've got to assume that you are what you want to be, and then you've got to live it by faith in this assumption. So, you know, let that sink in your spirit, because we are so moved by what we see. We are so moved by what we feel. And so you assume that what you want is already yours, and then you begin to live that your life just like that has happened. I'm going to explain in more detail, but can you understand what the power of assumption is? So that's what I mean when I say believe you receive it. You know, you just have absolute fidelity to your assumption. You just assume that money is already mine. That wealth is already mine. You must submit yourself to the feeling of the wish fulfilled, and that certainty becomes your new state of consciousness. Isn't that awesome? The more you feel it, the more you see it, the more you know it's yours now, that becomes your consciousness. And I think I said a couple of Sundays ago that you cannot create outside of your consciousness. If your consciousness is one of abundance, then lack cannot permeate that consciousness. However, if your consciousness is one of lack, then wealth and abundance cannot permeate that consciousness, because you always manifest what you truly believe. So my question to you is, I was talking about being faithful to your dream, being faithful to your concept or idea. Can you honestly say that in 2013 that you've been faithful to your dreams? Have you committed your thinking, your feeling, and your speaking to assume the position of, I have this now? You know, I tell you, think about that. That might be the missing piece of the puzzle for you. And it's so liberating. It's so freeing because this principle sets you free if you're willing to assume its responsibility. And so what this does is your imagination will take you beyond where you are. Aren't you ready for that? In your mind and in your thinking, your imagination takes you to the end. And if your life is not what you want it to be right now, you can begin on a daily basis rewriting what you want to conform to your ideal dream or the intention that you desire today. So go into your imagination until it takes on the tone and the experience of what you want. So isn't it wonderful that God has given us this wonderful imagination? And so I just love telling you about this great power that is on the inside of you that can create anything. It can create abundance. It can create health. I remember I had a client who had been sick for so long. And you know, when you're sick, pain has a very loud voice, doesn't it? And she had experienced sickness and so many operations and so much medication. She was heavily medicated. And I told her, I said, begin to go in your mind. See yourself running again. See yourself playing with your children. And she had not been able to do that for years. And it was very difficult for her. And I think we started off with just like maybe 2 to 3 minutes, and then she was able to increase it. And then she began to live her life from the end, and she began to get stronger. She began to feel better. She did not need as much medication. And I tell you, to this day, this woman is a picture of health. And why is she a picture of health? Because she pictured in her mind the end result of what she saw. She had to turn her back on the appearances. She had to turn her back on her 5 senses. And realized that the great power of imagination was on the inside of her. And Neville Goddard always also shared a great story. He was saying, I think it was in the 1900s, he decided that he wanted to go to Barbados, and he didn't have the money to go there, but that's just what he wanted to do. So he began practicing. And that's one thing I'm going to encourage all of you to do, is to begin practicing using your powerful imagination. So he began to see himself in Barbados, in this beautiful resort, in this beautiful condo, next to the water. He saw himself opening the sliding doors, hearing the water, feeling the mist from the water. When he would put his feet on the floor, the carpeting would lead him to the veranda. And so he didn't tell anybody about this. But with all of the feeling and all of the vividness that he could muster, he saw himself in Barbados, and he had it now. So what he did was, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but that's okay, he put himself in that altered state, in that alpha state, just before he went to sleep, and he saw himself. Not wishing for it, but I have this now. He felt the mist on his face. He felt the wind blowing through his window. And 30 days later, out of the blue, but we know that he created it, someone contacted him and said, Neville, would you like to come and stay in my resort for 30 days? How did that happen? Because when you really live your life from the end, and you're in your mind, you're in that state of imagination. When you're in that state, as I said earlier, it actually fulfills itself, and God sends the entire universe to bring to you the reality of your imagination. Man, that is so powerful. Think about that. So let me talk about attention and focus and how crucial those two components are in using your imagination. You know, the Bible says to attend to God's word day and night, that when you meditate, when you think on, when you imagine, day and night, then you will make your way prosperous. That is a very powerful promise. So in imagination, you need to begin to concentrate your attention upon the feeling that you already the person, that you already have what you desire, that you already free, that what you desire is yours now. So it's the feeling. And so you can see that attention is really vitally important. And I believe that controlled imagination, as well as a well-sustained attention, firmly and repeatedly focus on what you want, will manifest quickly your desires and your dreams. And so my question to you today is, how many times have you repeated the end result of your dream in your mind? How many hours, how many days, how many times have you turned away from what you see, from your checkbook, from your bank book, from the mirror, and maybe the extra weight that you have? Because you must have what? That focus and sustained attention, firmly and repeatedly focus only on what you desire. So you are only limited by your uncontrolled imagination and lack of attention to the feeling of your wish fulfilled. Wow, I've got to say that again. You are only limited by your uncontrolled imagination. What do I mean by that? Your thoughts are going here. Well, how is that going to happen? That's never happened to me, and I'm getting too old, or I don't have the education, or my credit's not good. No, you are only limited by your uncontrolled imagination and lack of attention to the feeling of your wish fulfilled. So you almost have to be like obsessed with it. Have you ever been obsessed about something? You know, that's what you think about day and night. You're single-minded. You focus only on what you desire. And you concentrate exclusively. Your attention is exclusively concentrated on what you desire. And man, when you put your attention and your focus on what you desire, it crowds out all of the other stuff that's in your consciousness. If you put your whole attention on wealth, lack has got to go. If you put your whole attention on health, sickness has got to go. Isn't that wonderful? It just crowds out the consciousness of the other stuff. And so the power of attention is a great power on the inside. So all of your progress depends on how much attention, how much imagination, how often you go in and live your life from the end. Okay, you said, Constance, that sounds good, so how do I do it? How can I put my imagination into the state of what I desire and just let it stay there, let it remain there until it becomes resurrected and creates my desire? And I think I just said it, that when you put your imagination in the state of I have it now and let it remain, that it has to stay there. And I know your mind is going to go back and forth, but eventually it resurrects that dead thinking, that dead picturing, and it creates your desire. And when you can actually feel it and you remain in that state, and you give it all of the sensory reality and all of the vividness that you can, man, that things begin to come to pass. So here's what you must do. You ready? You must know exactly what you want. Okay, you know I was going to say that, right? You must know exactly what you want. And you need to be very specific about that. And so let's just say you want a home. How many of you want a home, but you don't have any money? But that doesn't matter. You still must know what you want. So we're not going to even take a look at your credit, lack of money, or lack of anything. So we're living your life from the end. What kind of home do you want? What kind of furniture would be in that home? You want a two-story, or do you want a one-story? How many bathrooms do you want? Do you want a big yard, or do you want a condo? Do you want a townhouse, or do you want a ranch house? And so you become very specific about what you want. I would say write it down first so that you can have a clear picture of what you desire. And then you're going to get into the alpha state. Remember Henry Carpenter talked about that? And the alpha state is the state that you're in just before you fall asleep. For me, because my mind is just busy going, I listen to music, and that just quiets my mind. It really gets me in that alpha state. And let's just say if you want a house, you need to see yourself placing your feet on the floor. What color is the carpeting? Is it champagne beige? What color is the carpeting? You need to see yourself walking into the kitchen preparing breakfast for your family. You need to see yourself and feel yourself walking out on your patio and feeling the wind brush across your face. You heard the birds chirping early in the morning. You need to touch and feel your furniture. What color is it? How soft is it? How does it feel? Etc. And so what are you doing? You are putting yourself in living the end result in your mind. So when you do that, what happens is you're not thinking about, I'm going to get that. I have that home now. And when you do that, the entire universe conspires to begin to make a way for you. Somebody might say, well, I have two houses and I'm just tired of living in this house. I'm going to use me as an example. There was a condo, probably one of my first condos about 20 years ago. I wanted to buy a condo, but my credit wasn't great. Because you guys know that way back then I had to file bankruptcy. And so I wanted this condo, and I would go and sit outside that condo and look up the steps. I would see myself walking up the steps. And the interesting thing was the people that lived in that condo, they told me later on, we don't know why, but we just got tired of living in that condo. To make a long story short, I went to see the condo. I saw myself living there. I saw myself driving down that street. I began to walk in that neighborhood, etc. And about 6 months later, a way was made for me to supernaturally get that condo. You've heard me talk about Tyler Perry. Once again, I was driving to Whole Foods this week, and because it is winter here in Atlanta, you can see his mansion, and I drove by his house, and I said to myself, this is the same street that Tyler Perry slept in his car, but he imagined one day, I'm going to live on this street and build a big mansion. What was it in him while he was living in his car in the cold of winter that kept him going? It was the power of his imagination. He had it now. So you understand about living from the end, living from the assumed position of I have it now. Let's just say you want a different job. Will you be traveling a lot? How much more money will you be making? Will you have a window office? Will you have an expense account? Put yourself in the environment just like you have it now. Remember what faith is now. What is it going to feel like to drive your company car? What is it going to feel like to have a Gold American Express and be able to take all of your clients out to really five-star hotels and luncheon and dinners? What is that going to feel like? How is that going to change your life? What are your friends going to say to you? Are they going to say, wow, you really have a great job? That's how you put yourself in your imagination of having it now. If you want love and you haven't been out on a date in years, begin to feel and imagine, I have it now. I had one of my clients, she put a ring on her ring finger, and she would just feel her ring. And in her mind, she would imagine, this is my engagement ring. I have it now. She went and bought her wedding dress, and she would look at that dress, and she made mind movies. And by the way, I got an email from her the other day that says she's getting married. So you put yourself in the alpha state just before you go to sleep, because you know what? doing in that state, the mind is most receptive. It's most open. Your subconscious mind can really be imprinted. And so, you know, as children will sit and play with invisible creatures and animals and dogs and everything, and their imagination just goes wild. So that's what I want you to do with all of the power, with all of the vividness, with all of the color and clarity that you can. Write out what you want and begin to see yourself, begin to feel yourself, begin to repeatedly put yourself in that state of living from the end, living from the wish fulfilled. Feel it. You have it now. Thank God for it. And the more you stay in that state, imagination will fulfill itself. Another interesting story from a guy that I was reading about. He was a writer, and he just said in his mind, man, I really would like to go to the islands, to a resort, and, you know, just be on the water and just be, you know, close to nature. Because I really, you know, that would really give me incentive and inspiration for writing. So he didn't know how, he didn't have the money. And so about three times a week he would go into this cafe, and he had never really talked extensively to the owner, but I think the owner must have known, somebody must have told the owner that he was a writer. And so the long and short of that story was the owner said, hey, man, I own, let's just say, a 50-unit resort in the Caribbean. And if ever you want to go and write and I have any vacancies, I'll be more than happy for you to go there. And it'll be compliments to me because I really want to help you out. He said, but I'm sorry, right now I don't have anything. But one of the main things that the writer visualize or imagine in his mind was he wanted to make sure that wherever he was that he had his own personal swimming pool. Some people call it an eternity pool that goes out into the ocean, etc. So a couple of weeks went by and nothing happened, but he just kept imagining in his mind. Remember, when it looks like nothing is happening in your external world, things are changing in what your inner world. So you just keep yourself in that state. And so the owner came to him and said, guess what? I have 2 units available, and this morning somebody called me to rent one, and I only have 1 available. And guess what? The one that he had available was the only unit that had his personalized eternity pool. How did that happen? That happened because that man made a decision to live his life. He already saw himself swimming. He already saw himself opening up his sliding doors and just swimming in the eternity pool that goes into the ocean. He already saw that. So what are the chances of that happen? That shows you how powerful your imagination is. So all is yours. You don't have to go seeking for that which you are. I want you to appropriate it, to claim it, assume it, and imagine it. And just believe that if you hold fast in your imagination all that is lovely and of a good report, and if you hold fast and you're consistent with what you desire, I believe that quickly your imagination will manifest quickly for you. So does everybody understand imagination? All right, that's one concept. And then the second thing I want to talk about is prayer. You know, prayer is really connecting to God, and it's not what we think it is many times. And, you know, in my own life, I'm a Christian, so prayer is very important to me. It connects me with God. And when you're praying, you're not trying to get God to do anything, because really God has already done everything, and prayer just aligns you up with what God has already done and who you are. And so prayer is another way to begin to position you to really begin to manifest quickly. And so even though I pray very differently every day. I pray in the spirit for sometimes an hour, sometimes 30 minutes, and that doesn't make me great or awesome. That's just what I do because I deal with so many people, and so it has been a powerful force in my life. And so somebody said, does prayer change God? No, prayer changes you. And I believe that prayer changes and rearranges the way you see things. It lines you up with thinking like God. So while you are in the process of manifesting, I have really chosen some prayers from Ernest Holmes' Science of the Mind book. And you can begin to say these prayers out loud. And I believe that prayer is really a form of declaration. And so if you're in just having a difficult day or you're feeling like, oh my goodness, nothing is happening, you need to read these prayers out loud. So I'm just going to arbitrarily read some prayers for you. Let's just say you're thinking, oh my goodness, nothing ever happens to me. Let me read the one on my good is complete. My good is complete. It is finished. It is here now. And is conscious of me and of mine. Isn't that awesome? I do not have to wait for my good, for it is at hand and ever ready to spring forth and express itself to me. I accept my good and gladly acknowledge it to be my daily companion. My good is mine now. I can see it, I can feel it, and I know it. Today, I claim my good. What would happen to your life if you just began saying that prayer out loud every day? Can you see how that changed you? All right, let's talk about your atmosphere. My atmosphere. Let's just say if you're in the office and everything is just really, really difficult that day, you could say this prayer out loud. My atmosphere is attracting the good. It is constantly on the alert to see and to know the good, and it brings it unto my experiences. There is that within me that calls forth abundance and happiness from life. I am surrounded with an atmosphere of peace, poise, and power. All who come in contact with that great calm of my life are made strong and confident, are healed and blessed. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. So can you see how just saying that prayer, we're talking about prayers and imagination that can really, really help to begin to shift and change your day. I've had so many miracles in my life just through prayer. Sometimes there have been times in my life in the past where I had so many circumstances going on in my life that I really couldn't pray. And so one of my mentors taught me, he said, Constance, just begin to read prayers. And so I said, he said, and then you'll begin to pray that prayer. Let's just say right now you are really searching for answers and you're just like, I don't know what to do. This prayer is be still and know. Be still and know that I'm God. I am still in thy presence. I am quiet and peaceful, for I put my trust in thee. A great stillness steals over me and a great calm quiets my whole being. As I realize thy presence, my heart knows of thee, O Most High within. It is still in thy presence, and it puts its whole confidence in thee alone. In thy presence, I am still. Just think about that. Isn't that enough to just calm you down, to just relax you, to say, look, everything is going to be all right. Things would change for you. What would happen in your life if you began to every day or every hour. Sometimes things have been so difficult for me, I needed to say the same prayer every hour. And the more you say it, the more calm you will become. The more you say it, the more peaceful you will come. Okay, what about your business? Maybe you have a business and things just have not been going the way that you thought. My business is directed by divine intelligence. The all-knowing mind knows what to do and how to do it. I do not hinder, but let it operate in my affairs. It prospers and directs me and controls my life. My affairs are managed by love and directed by wisdom, and they cannot fail to prosper and expand. My affairs are in His hands. Wow. Just reading that, isn't that awesome? That is the power of God. That is the power of prayer. To know, I love the part where it says, my affairs are managed by love. And what does that mean? That means that God loves you. He's concerned about your business. He's concerned about profit. He's concerned about your clients and prosperity. All right, what about if you feel that things have just not been happening for you and that you have a lot of need in your life? This prayer is called The Things I Need Come to Me. Whatever I need comes to me from the all good. Divine intelligence working through me always knows just what I need and always supplies it when I need it. Can anybody relate to that? This law is unfailing and sure and cannot be broken. I receive my good daily as I go along the pathway of life, and I cannot be robbed of my birthright to freedom and happiness. I receive my good. Isn't that awesome? And you know, even as I am praying these prayers, I tell you what, I'm being changed. I know that you are. Because prayer, and when you send your word out, I'm getting ready to read something about your word coming back to you. If you have a problem with praying, get these prayers and read them out loud. Whatever your need may be, read those prayers out loud, and it will really change you. This prayer is my word comes back to me. My word comes back to me laden with the fruits of its own speech. My word is the law unto my own life and the law unto everything I speak. O word, go forth and heal and bless all humanity. Tell them of their divine birthright. Tell the strangers that he is not alone, but the one goes with him who knows and cares. My word comes back to me. Okay, this is another great one. I control my mental household. And this is what we were talking about today. I conquer my mental household and cast out all fear and doubt. Let my word cast out all sense of fear and doubt, and let my thoughts be lifted unto him who lives within. My word has dissolved all fear within me and has cast out all doubt. My word shall guard my thought and make me receive only that which is good and perfect. I control my mental household. I mean, that is so awesome. And as I said, I got these prayers from the back of The Science of the Mind with Ernest Holmes. And he has so many different prayers, and you can read them as affirmations, or you can read them as prayers. So can you see how God is changing your spirit just by listening to these prayers? This is one of my favorite ones. My affairs are in the hands of him who guides the planets in their course, and who causes the sun to shine. Divine understanding attends me on the way. My affairs are in his hands. And you know, when I read that one, I think about, okay, my affairs are in the hands of God who guides the planets. I mean, if you think about the solar systems and the planets and the earth and the sun and the moon and the rotations, that is so awesome. What about love? The love of the all good is within me and through me. The love goes out to meet all who come into my atmosphere. It radiates to all and is flowing through all. My love within me is perfect. The love within me is perfect. So that's love. I mean, it's just so awesome. I know I keep saying that. Here's another one. If you're feeling alone and nobody cares about me and I'm by myself and this is just too difficult and I've been praying constant, but I just don't feel anything or whatever. This one is, his eye is on the sparrow. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. This is a blessed thought, for it means that we cannot wander far from his presence, nor depart from his care. Always he will watch over us and comfort us. Forever we shall sit in his house, and ceaselessly he will care for us. The all-seeing eye cannot overlook anyone, and all shall be kept in his care. His eye is on the sparrow. It's just so awesome. Or you might be saying, Constance, I have made so many mistakes. And how many of you have made mistakes? Let me see your hands out there. Maybe you are a baby boomer and you did not prepare for retirement. Or maybe you feel like you should have gone back to school. Or maybe you felt like you stayed in a relationship too long. Or maybe you feel like you've wasted years. No mistakes. There are no mistakes. None have ever been made and none ever will be made. Nothing ever happened in the past to hinder or hurt. There is no past. And I know and can see that there is no belief in any past to rise up against me. I live in the now, free from any yesterdays or tomorrows. Now I am happy, free, and complete. There are no mistakes. That is so awesome. And you know, I talk about all of the time about what? Living in the now. And this is my last one. It's called Complete Confidence. All confidence in the all good is complete. My faith in the power of spirit is supreme. I have no doubts nor uncertainties. I know that my good is at hand, and I realize that no fear can hinder. No fear can take that good from making his appearance in my life and affairs. I know that my life and good are complete. Evil cannot touch nor hinder my work. I rest in security, for the one mind is my complete refuge and strength. I am secure and confident. I have complete confidence. I mean, that's just so awesome. I'm just going to be still behind that for a minute, because when you pray those kind of prayers out loud and you send them out to the universe, I mean, you are in the process of really creating remarkable miracles in your life. So I'm going to strongly encourage you to really develop rituals of every night before you go to sleep. You're going to make a decision to turn the television off and to get very quiet and very still. And just see yourself living your life from the end. See yourself happy. See yourself abundant. See yourself healthy. See yourself with your ideal weight loss. See yourself with so much money in all of your accounts that you are able to really give to others. Feel yourself happy. Feel yourself healthy. Feel yourself abundant and prosperous. Feel yourself living out your great purpose and destiny. And then lastly, I want you to pray. Prayer is so powerful. I think I've shared with you that one of my mentors in Africa, who lives in Africa, he said, when people in Africa pray, they believe because they don't have the resources that people in the U.S. do. And so he said, Constance, prayer is the most powerful force in the world. And I can just tell you, just this week alone, I've just had some phenomenal miracles, and I know it is because I've been utilizing and really been extremely prayerful this week. And all kinds of miraculous things have been happening. And so that's why you might say, Constance, I'm not good at praying. That's why I read to you what I did tonight, that you can get this book and begin to read those prayers out loud. And when they come from your heart, it is a form of prayer. Man, I have said so much tonight, and I know that you're going to be blessed and changed. It's not what you hear that changes you. It awakens you, certainly, but it's what you do with what you hear that really brings about powerful revelation and powerful transformation in your life. Well, it's been a powerful show. I want to remind you again to go to my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. So many of you are purchasing my book. Thank you so much. It is radically changing the lives of people. It's called Secrets of Success. As soon as you go online at my website, you can purchase it and download it. Part one really deals with you dealing with your past, you know, really finding out what those limiting beliefs are, your obstacles. Part two deals with where you are now and gives you great strategies as how to move to part three, which is steps and strategies and techniques and all kind of exercises to really move you from where you are to where you want to be. Well, I want you to also go to LOARadionetwork.com and listen to some of our other great hosts. We have so many wonderful hosts, and they're really sharing such life-changing, radical, shifting information for you. Well, this is Constance Arnold once again with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. Guess what? I forgot to tell you that I love you and God loves and adores you. I'm so excited to be with you today, and I'll be talking to you next week with another wonderful guest. God bless you, and guess what? Expect a miracle.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.